Hello, everyone. We're going to do a presentation about Digital Rights Watch. I'm Jure van Bergen. I'm one of the Notion Square organizers, and this is Mario McCarthy of the IMI and MailPal fame. He launched a crowdfunding campaign for MailPal today. You should fund it and stuff. Okay, so do you want to do like a general introduction to what DRI is and why we need it and etc.?
So a couple of years ago, there was a group of various internet activists sitting around in Barcelona, if I recall correctly, having a conversation about the fact that we spend a lot of time digging through laws in different jurisdictions, trying to understand what's going on. We keep seeing news items passing through saying that such and such a country has such and such a new law that's breaking net neutrality, that's violating privacy, that's allowing new surveillance measures, and so on. And generally, keeping track of all of this is really hard. Most people will tend to specialize in one country or maybe a couple of countries, or maybe, you know, if they're super crazy, they'll focus on one continent. And that doesn't really help enough when we're dealing with the problem, kind of the edge set of people who need to know, say, for instance, what the new net neutrality law in Chile from 2 years ago now, I think, says, in order to try and get it implemented in, say, Montenegro. If we want to be able to bridge that kind of gap and understand, you know, the good things and the bad things, then we need to be able to map it all out. So a couple of us got together and started this project called Digital Rights Watch, or DIRWA, which had the goal of, first it was just a wiki where we were accumulating different bits of data about different countries on topics such as surveillance, privacy, telecommunications regulations, spectrum allocation, copyrights, all the different subjects that has anything to do with digital rights in a broad context. Then, of course, you know, we're all of us who have been working on this are really busy, and our minds tend to wander a bit, and we have way too many day jobs. We're all dangerously overemployed. So as a result, the wiki kind of got overburdened by spam for a while, and it took us a while to clean that up. And in the cleanup, we wrote a new system, which is more specialized in handling the different types of information that we're working with. That system is it's basically a Python Django app that has big data sets showing things like regions, countries, topics. So here's access to communications agencies, groups, censorship, etc. And actually, if you go into pick a country,
Hungary. What?
Pick Hungary.
Just write the name Hungary in the search bar.
We've been accumulating various things, such as just the different levels of laws and whatnot, along with news items. So anything that comes in through the news. And to some extent, we're also looking at things like international treaty commitments. So if you go down, so there's a bunch of agencies and groups down further. That's news. Don't we have? Yeah. So here we have since we're in the country Hungary, we can see out of several hundred international treaties and international commitments that have been made, membership in unions and regional political entities, that kind of thing, and all of this is subnested and interstructured. So when you have this kind of data, you can start to make interesting queries to databases, saying like, okay, let's compare the overall surveillance rating in countries that have implemented, say, the TRIPS Treaty or the Berne Convention, or find if there's a statistical signifier that says people who or countries that have signed onto this treaty are generally better at this in this category than others. So we can do statistics on this data set. But what we need between now and when we can do those statistics is we need to figure out exactly how we can crowdsource material into this database.
So, we basically are overworked, and I think everyone is overworked, but we can decentralize the workforce to crowdsource the other material which goes into mapping. So, I kind of came up with the idea is that, there are kind of like a lot of digital rights organizations around the world nowadays. We got the EFF in America, we got A3 for Europe, we got Bits of Freedom for the Netherlands, and all these kind of groups have all their material sort of in order, but it's everywhere on the website. So it's a decentralized kind of manner of distributing the content. So we need to centralize all this content in one place. So I would like to ask the people who are busy with all this material, who are writing about this on their website and all the digital rights groups, to help us out as well. So it's not only so we can like centralize all the information and we can do interesting stuff with it and like statistics and asking more questions about it, like how has a certain law been implemented and does it cross-reference with other countries of their implementation. So this is kind of like what we are interested in getting help with. And next to that, we plan to do a fundraiser to iron out some certain bugs in the website, and so it can be something like it. So it isn't much like a beta system anymore, but it's actually like a production system. So I guess that's like kind of like what we.
Just kind of what we have and what we need. So right now we have a system that is capable of accepting data in various structured formats. And we have a kind of slight UI and it kind of works, but we need a bunch of database work because some of the database queries that we're already exposing are super slow, and that's just because we haven't optimized anything. We also just need a lot more data, and one of the easiest ways to do this is actually just to build scrapers that gather information from various public sources and parse it into the appropriate countries and regions and so on. So that's one thing that people could help us with if they're interested. Also, just manual entering into of things, and one of the low bars there is just when there's a news story about some privacy issue coming up in Cambodia or France or whatever, just linking it into the database, just putting in a link. That way we have kind of a categorized news flow that helps people understand what's going on. So there's both programmatic things and manual things that can be done. But as Yuri was saying, we do intend to do a fundraiser probably in like a month or two, which will have the purpose of trying to pay people like Steph here or Jure or somebody else to actually work on this for a couple of months, build up what's needed so that it can actually become a viable resource for the community. So essentially what we're asking is just if anybody can lend us some help or kind of give constructive comments or say, hey, somebody else already made this, anything like that, please do.
All right, I see a question from Steph. Hello, Steph, you can come forward to us. It's only a cable,
what I wanted to say is that basically the guys presented the project extremely well. Thank you very much. There's one more way to input data into Deriva currently, and that is a bookmarking system that is called Omnom. And if you bookmark any news item with a country and any tag that is also part of Deriva, then it will automatically be assigned to that country under that tag. So you automatically store the news items in a category as dry. If you just scroll up, could you scroll up, because you can then see like this is like the latest news for Hungary or something, right? And these news come automatically from this website. This is currently operating on links.controlc.hu. Maybe the URL can be shared later on, or if anyone is interested. And also, I think we have a mailing list, which might be interesting too. Or we also have an IRC chat channel, if that is much easier to remember. It's on Smurfnet, and it's called Deriva. So this is what I can like add to this.
Actually, it might be worth just plugging Omnom, which is the link system that Steph was mentioning. Basically, back when, do you remember when, what was the thing called that people used? Delicious. Yeah, when people were, when the news came that Delicious was being killed, Steph sat down and wrote a Delicious replacement that is actually working as the source feed for the news elements there. And it's actually way better than Delicious ever was. So that's a piece of software to use if you're interested. And it does snapshotting if you use Firefox. So yeah, there's the lists.pusky.nl mailing list called Deriva, and then channel Deriva on irk.smurfnet.ch. Any
questions, comments?
Oops. Are you somehow cooperating with other NGOs in the field? And wouldn't it be worth to try to establish some data exchange state standards or XML schemes or things like that?
That's an excellent suggestion. How do we start this? But that's a good suggestion. We should do that.
Yeah. So back to the first question that you asked, whether we work together with other NGOs already. Yes, we do. We work with La Quadrature du Net, for example, also EDRI and Access Info. And for example, Access Info, as you also noticed, that there are some kind of indicators that are produced by these NGOs. Access Info, for example, produces the Right to Information Index. And that is like an index on the freedom of information laws in the different countries. And they produce that with an Excel file, and they release that, for example, in a Creative Commons license, which is a result of me asking them to do that. So there's, like, it's not yet a standard, but at least we have a license already. And we try also to cooperate with other organizations like that. However, not all organizations are happy to release their stuff under a free license. And we can only use stuff that is under a free license in the beginning. So I think the first step is licensing, and then the second step is excellent. I think some kind of standard or some kind of format that is easy to parse would be awesome. Yes.
Yes. Any other remarks, questions, comments? Data love. Thank you, thank you. We love you guys. All right, I guess that concludes.
Yeah?
Okay, thank you.